Burana is a popular choral work about the inescapable power of fate. Jesse and Libby Parker are a popular Rockford couple whose marriage is uniquely connected to the cantata. 10 years ago, they moved from the Seattle area to Rockford. I met them for coffee at Meg's Daily Grind. This is their Rockford love story.
Libby's brother got us tickets to the Rockford Symphony. He was in the chorus, and I was a choir director in Seattle, the Seattle Symphony and the Portland Symphony. And this was the very same work, Carmina Burana by Carl Orff. Her parents sang it in Boston. Libby's familiar with the work. I know the score. She knows the score. We're both professional musicians, which is one of the things that drew us together. That's how we met. We were just blown away. And a month later, Libby was reviewing, and the Rockford Register Star was doing reviews for the concerts. And 3 years later, I was guest soloist with the Symphony Orchestra in Rockford. So it was meant to be.
It was meant to be, and it still is.
I call myself a Unitarian Universalist. It's, for me, not a particularly religious faith, but it's a faith in justice, equality under the law, equality in all things, for men, women, people of color, for LGBTQ, for everything. And it reminds me of a firework right now. Everything is just exploding, and people are being able to choose their own feelings about their bodies and about their own sexuality and so on. And I think it's wonderful.
How about you?
Ditto. My background is Jewish. This is a later in life discovery where I like the inclusivity of the Unitarian Universalist tradition, which is definitely a global one and cares for the inherent worth of every human being. And that for me, in current happenings, is the most important thing.
May I ask if you share a similar political vision?
Definitely. I don't know how couples in this climate right now can be of two different...
But they are.
But they are.
Jesse and Libby share many Rockford elements: music, faith, politics. What else?
We're both water babies, and so here we are by the river, and it's wonderful to walk on the trail along the river. And certainly the Parks Department has done an amazing job. The Sinisippi, Nicholas Conservatory, and Anderson Gardens. There's so much to be proud of and comfortable in.
All the time that we lived in the Seattle area, we really, aside from some neighbors, really didn't have any big acquaintances. We worked. Sometimes we each had three jobs apiece to, you know, put bread on the table, raise the kids, so on. But moving here, we now have a circle of friends. And it's like, wow, people are friendlier. They just are. And it's really been an excellent thing for us.
I'm Connie Kuntz.